28 years after the U.S. Supreme Court legalized abortion and 9 years after it last ruled on what restrictions could be allowed, state legislatures are still debating the delicate issue of the involvement of parents in abortions for minors. More than 40 states have passed laws that restrict minors' access to abortion, although laws in 10 of those states have been struck down as unconstitutional. This year, such bills already are on the legislative agenda in 4 states: Hawaii, New Jersey, Oklahoma, and Vermont. NPR's Kathy Lohr talked to parents, counselors, and attorneys about how the restrictions affect families.
Parental involvement laws came about in response to the 1973 U.S. Supreme Court ruling Roe v. Wade that legalized abortion. State legislatures have passed parental consent or notification laws as an attempt to deal with the fear that minors could get an abortion without telling their parents. Eileen Roberts from Virginia faced that trouble in her own family. Roberts knew her 14-year-old was depressed, so she searched her daughter's room. Roberts discovered a questionnaire from a facility where abortions are performed.
She did not come to me. She was afraid to disappoint me. She was afraid to embarrass our family.
At that time, Virginia did not have a parental consent law. Roberts' daughter had an abortion, but then had complications requiring emergency surgery. The girl was also hospitalized for depression. Noting that minors are not allowed to get any type of surgery without parental consent, Eileen Roberts asks why abortion should be any different.
We can't even give our children aspirin at school. We can't even have them go to the dentist and have a tooth extracted. But the law of the land in different states say that a fetus can be extracted from our minor age daughter's bodies without the knowledge of the parent. That doesn't make any sense in this country.
Roberts wishes she could have had the chance to talk to her daughter about abortion before the choice was already made. If a law had been in place, Roberts believes perhaps she could have stopped her child from going ahead. But another mother, Karen Bell, says the laws should not exist at all. She blames Indiana's parental consent law for her tragic loss. Karen's daughter, Becky, was 17 when she found out she was pregnant. She wasn't acting like herself on a family trip to Florida. And when the family returned, Becky asked to go to a party on a Saturday night, she said, to help a friend who was in trouble.
Becky came back home that night, and she had been crying. Her hair was wet. She couldn't even get the key in the door, and she was shaking. And she said, "Mommy, it was a horrible party." And she said, "Can I just go to bed?" And I said, "Well, honey, yes." She said, "I think I'm sick. I think I've got the flu like Daddy." Well, I believed everything she said because Becky never lied to us.
Becky remained sick for the next couple of days, even trying to go to work and school. But by the following Wednesday, Becky had a high fever and was rushed to a local hospital. The cause, an illegal abortion.
All the nuns and nurses knew her, and they said, "Beck, what have you done to yourself?" And I thought, "What's everybody talking about? She hadn't done anything to herself. She's got the flu. Beck's sick." Beck was dying. We were there, and I looked at her, and she said, "Mommy, come here." And she took off her little ring and handed it to me, and she said, "Mama, forgive me for what I've done. I love you and Dad." And Beck stopped breathing.
About 4 in the morning, Karen Bell says the coroner's office called. The family learned that Becky had died from a septic abortion because dirty instruments were used. Karen and her husband were shocked that Becky couldn't talk to them, and even 12 years later, it's still hard to understand.
I have to live it each day. The men that we talk to is all old men, and they make the laws, and I just look at them and I say, "Would you rather, you know, your daughter to be able to come to you, or for her to be able to have a safe, clean abortion and be alive?" They can't answer. But I haven't got my daughter, and what I'd give to hold her in my arms once again.
Abortion rights advocates have worked to make sure the laws contain a judicial bypass that allows a minor to get an abortion if a court approves. This so-called escape clause was supposed to curb the debate over parental consent. Instead, it has fueled it. For one reason, a court-ordered process can be extremely traumatic for teens. Karen is a counselor at a clinic in Atlanta. She got a call about a girl from Sudan who ended up in Atlanta pregnant. The girl had been raped in a refugee camp. Her parents were dead, and Karen says the girl spoke no English.
It was a laborious process. We had to go and find an interpreter for this girl and go the judicial bypass route.
Her guardian, who she called uncle, had beat her, according to court records, and Karen says the girl feared the man would kill her if he found out about her pregnancy.
She had been terrified by the rape. She was terrified of her uncle, which is what she called the man. The only English she could speak was baby out, and she very forcefully was saying baby out, baby out. And she became just absolutely hysterical and frantic when the translator explained to her again over the telephone that it was not going to be able to happen.
What happened is that by the time the judge approved the girl's abortion, it was too late. She was entering her third trimester of pregnancy. The girl became suicidal and was hospitalized. Karen says the teen eventually moved to the upper Midwest to live with a family who spoke her language. Her baby was given up for adoption. Parental involvement laws and the judicial bypass process have raised concern for those on both sides of the abortion issue. Advocates for reproductive rights say the laws can be confusing. So recently in Texas, the American Civil Liberties Union and the Dallas Coalition of Reproductive Freedom created a website called Jane's Due Process to provide information about access to abortion. Diana Phillip, who runs the website, claims the bypass system is not always impartial.
If you have a judge or a guardian ad litem who doesn't believe that minors have a right to terminate their pregnancies, then you may have a judge or a guardian ad litem that will not be interested in applying the law fairly and not grant a minor a waiver based upon their own philosophical and religious beliefs. And so we wanted to make sure that we could have an avenue working with the medical and legal communities in which we could try to help those minors who are good candidates for this law.
The overwhelming majority of minors who seek a bypass come from broken homes or live in situations that make it difficult for teens to tell parents or guardians about their pregnancy, according to Steve Magley. He has acted as an attorney on behalf of minors for 6 years. Magley says teens forced to go the bypass route have to endure much more than many people realize.
So not only are they facing a severe trauma with making this decision, but then they have to go one step past informed consent, one step past having the actual procedure, and that is to go in front of a court, to sit in a witness box, to give testimony to complete strangers about something that is the most difficult decision they've ever faced.
Those who oppose abortion, including Flip Benham, say the judicial bypass creates yet another layer of bureaucracy. Benham is director of Operation Save America, formerly Operation Rescue. He says the system that the legislatures and the courts have created is a disaster.
It separates kids from their parents. Like, if let's suppose that a mom and dad are absolutely opposed to their little 14-year-old daughter having an abortion, and yet she goes to a judge and says, "Judge, my parents are very strict, they're conservative, they're right-wing extremists, I need to have this abortion." And the judge signs that and allows that little girl to have the abortion. He has created a huge wedge in family, and whenever the family is tampered with, there are great and incredible consequences from Almighty God himself.
People on both sides of the abortion issue are sure they are right. Some are certain parental involvement laws will save their children from making a bad decision. Others believe that no law can force a teenage girl to tell her parents anything. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.